95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. On the way today, we have airbag pants. That's fascinating. We are going to talk in the 4 o'clock hour about driving pet peeves, which I just experienced one on the way to work today and am very upset about. I don't know if you were at the opening night last night for the Dodgers, but there was a guy who ran onto the field to propose to his girlfriend. And we'll talk about that. Also, it's Friday, so we have our All Request Fest coming up at 5 o'clock. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday was opening day for the Dodgers. And I don't know if you saw the fan run onto the field from the outfield and get down on one knee. And he had a ring, and he opened the ring, and he asked somebody to marry him. And it looked like a security guard came from left field, was going about 100 miles per hour, and wiped that dude out. Here's some of the audio from somebody who actually took the video of the guy on the field. That dude got demolished by the security guard. And I got to tell you, it was pretty satisfying. I don't know why. I know you fall in two different groups. One is the group that likes that and thinks that it's, you know, fun, appropriate, whatever, romantic. The other is, don't take all of our time for your proposal. Security guard, destroy this man. And he did. All right, we're going to do one American dollar. And Sluggo is out today, so we're going to do it with a listener. So for all of you who think every time we play that game, one American dollar, that it's easy, and you, oh my God, these guys are so dumb, I could get that in a second. Call now at 818-955-KLOS, and I'm going to do one American dollar with you. And if you win it, I will mail you one American dollar, 818-955-KLOS. We are doing one American dollar with listener Tom. Tom, are you ready?
Sure, why not?
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
The category is the highest grossing tours of all time. The highest grossing tours of all time.
Oh, okay. Tours. How many do I have to get?
You got to get four right. You get six guesses.
Okay, I would say Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is number four.
Okay.
Not in this lifetime tour. Got $584 million.
How about the Rolling Stones?
The Rolling Stones are on it twice. I mean, that's crazy. The A Bigger Bang tour made $558 million, and a No Filter tour made $546 million.
Do I get two for that?
No, sorry.
No. The Rolling Stones. How about Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson. I would have thought, but no.
Prince?
Prince, I would have thought, but no.
It's going to be these new bands, I don't know.
I don't think so. There's only one that's newish.
How about the Grateful Dead?
The Grateful Dead. You would think so, but no.
I'm losing here.
One more guess.
I had such a great start.
Yeah, one more guess.
Oh, my God. How about, I can't even think of another one that would be
I'm
that
I'm going to tell you that we play six of them on KLOS.
Holy mackerel. The Who. I know that's wrong.
Who is wrong, yes. Number 10 is Metallica, $416 million with the worldwide
tour.
Number 9 is AC/DC. Number 8 is Roger Waters. Number 7 is Coldplay. Number 6 is the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour. Number 5 is the Rolling Stones A Bigger Bang Tour. Number 4 is Guns N' Roses, not in this lifetime. Number 3 is U2. Number 2 was the one I would have never guessed. Ed Sheeran made $776 million. And number 1 is Elton John. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road.
I just saw him.
You saw him at Dodger Stadium?
I did the very last night.
Oh, wow. That's how it goes.
All right.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you heard about this, but a Swedish company called Mocycle recently announced the world's first airbag jeans. They actually put an airbag in your jeans so that if you're riding a motorcycle and you lay it down, you don't get scraped or hurt. This is their ad.
Every year, there are hundreds of thousands of motorcycle injuries. Broken legs, broken ribs, and very often, broken hips. For the last 17 years, our mission has been to reduce the risk of injury in the event of a crash. And as of today, we have finally succeeded. Introducing Airbag Clothes. The world's first airbag jeans and full body airbag protection. Simply connect the clothes to the bike using our mechanical trigger belt, and the airbag will do the rest. Before activation, the airbag is completely invisible, but deploys within milliseconds of being triggered and can be easily reused by simply reloading a CO2 cartridge. Don't worry, the airbag requires a force of approximately 88 pounds to be activated and won't deploy if you aren't falling off the bike.
That's what scares me a little bit. Because if you're walking around with airbags in your pants, and let's say you go to dinner and you've eaten a little too much and you reach down to unbutton your pants and it goes off. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a new number one pet peeve about drivers. And that's what we're going to talk about this hour at 818-955-KLOS, your driving pet peeves. I have a new number one, and it's people who don't go the speed limit when they can. So much of the time in Southern California, there's so much traffic. A lot of you may be in it right now, not able to go the speed limit. So when there's little enough traffic that if the speed limit is 65, go 65. Let me be free. Don't just sit there in the third lane driving 50. And everybody sort of backs up behind you thinking that there's traffic. And eventually they look at you and you're just driving 50 for no reason. There's no one in front of you. Go 65. Go 60. That's my new pet peeve. 818-955-KLOS. People who don't go the speed limit when they can, which is seldom in Southern California. That's my new number one. My old number one used to be old people drivers, pretty much for the same reason. They drive too slow. And I don't want you to be crazy, but if you could go the speed limit, go the speed limit. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call with your driving pet peeves now. I have a new number one pet peeve about driving, and it's people who don't go to the speed limit when they can. When the speed limit's 65 and there's no traffic and they're going 50, it drives me out of my mind. You have a pet peeve?
I do have one.
Let's hear it.
People that stop at stoplights and leave, like, 20 car lengths between them and the car in front of them.
Yep.
I don't understand.
That drives me crazy, too. Doesn't it make you want to just go around them on the side?
Yes. It makes me want to get out of the car and beat them to a pulp.
Right. Right. But I'd suggest not doing that, although that is what it feels like. Yes, for sure.
That is what it's like.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
I do not like it when people do not use their blinker.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I'm guilty of that only occasionally, but I do try to signal as often as I can. But that is the worst. You're right. And that, and by the way, to add to that, people who slow down a quarter of a mile before they need to turn without their signal on, and you can't figure out why they're slowing down.
Yes, exactly. It's the worst.
It drives me crazy.
Fine.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. Your pet peeves about driving.
Stupid people driving slow.
Yeah.
In like you experienced today.
Yep.
I mean,
go as fast as is safe.
Yeah, and when you merge on a freeway, you're merging, not slowing down, dude.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. I agree. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about driving pet peeves.
Man, when you go to pass someone,
mm-hmm.
and then they speed up.
Yep.
Right as you're going to pass them.
That happens a lot because they realize you're passing them, and then I think they sort of pay attention and go, oh, I should be going faster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you don't need a reminder, just drive.
Right, just let me pass you. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. Pet peeves about driving?
Yes, yes, I sure do. On the freeway, when they gutter ball you, coming up on the right-hand side, they're supposed to be taking the off-ramp to another interchange and cut over and make everybody slam on the brakes.
Yeah, yeah, that's the worst. And if you're going to do it quickly. The people who do it slowly are the ones that make me want to beat them up.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your pet peeves about drivers. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I came up with a new number one pet peeve about driving, and that's people who don't do the speed limit. When they can do the speed limit, there's so much time when we can't drive 65. And if you can, go 65. Don't go 50. That's my number one pet peeve. You have one?
Hey, Kevin Sluggo! Sluggo Kevin!
What's happening? Woo! We're talking about your pet peeves of driving.
It drives me crazy when you have people try to get into your lane because there's an exit, and they're paying attention to the last minute, and they fly in front of you, and that drives me friggin' absolutely insane because it's so unsafe.
I can understand that because you're leaving a certain amount of space so you can slow down, and they cut right into that.
I'm personally carrying specimens. I have a bunch of stuff in the car that I don't want flying all over me.
Ooh. Specimens. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, specimens. Yeah, like urine, blood.
I know what specimens are. Thank you.
In all seriousness, if you ever talk about this again, tell people just to slow it down.
Slow it down. Stop cutting in front of people that are carrying urine.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I hate it when people brake for no reason. And before you ask them, I'm not following too closely.
Okay, I got you. So they're not brake checking you because you're too close. They're just braking for no reason.
They're just idiots on my road.
I got you. I agree. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
My pet peeve is when somebody's driving and they're playing air drums, and then they get surprised by me when I'm playing air guitar next to them, and then they flip me off.
They flip you off because you're air guitaring? It's an incredibly specific pet peeve.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't in the right tune with them.
Gotcha. You're playing the wrong song. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello. A pet peeve of mine is Prius drivers.
Why are they so bad?
They are, literally. The other day I was driving behind one, and they opened themselves way too much. Way too much. And they have a small car. Come on now.
I agree. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. A pet peeve.
Yes, when stoplights are not working and there's a stop sign and it's multiple lanes and people just don't know how to travel through them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. You got people coming left and right and up and down and they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know that they're supposed to wait for the person to their right?
Yeah, they just go where they want to go or they just stop there and stay forever.
Yeah, I'd like those people to go away. KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Tom.
No, thanks, Tom. We're taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS with your driving pet peeves. Talking about your pet peeves of driving.
Hey, I think the worst one is the semis when they're trying to drag race uphill.
The semis try to drag race?
Yeah, they get side by side and they won't pass each other or get back in the slow lane.
Oh, I got you, because they can't pass each other. That is super annoying. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, talking about your pet peeves of driving.
Hey, is this Kevin?
It is.
Yeah, all right, Kevin. Pet peeve, texting.
People insist on texting while they drive. Super annoying. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I can't stand it when women are driving, putting on makeup, looking in the rearview mirror or their vanity mirror and not even looking where they're driving.
It does seem dangerous with that sword right by their eye.
Yeah.
That does seem dangerous. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Well, geez, do you want alphabetical order or least most important?
Let's give me your most important, your biggest pet peeve of driving.
My biggest pet peeve, I live in Irvine, and we have a certain population there I call it. Oh, my God.
Great. I don't think we're going to be able to say that, unfortunately, but thank you for calling.
Can you share with Gabriel and Nelly?
Awesome. Menudo is here. We're arranging Menudo.
More requests in a matter of moments, but they were wandering around the building, and we decided to bring in the current edition of Menudo into the studio.
Oh, we need another chair because...
How long have you guys been a group?
Six months.
Hold on.
Yeah. Officially, though, like on, like probably like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
So all the whirlwind just started?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, welcome to it.
Thank you.
Are you
Thank
in,
you.
What are you in, seventh? Eighth grade?
I would say fifth to ninth.
Fifth to ninth.
Yeah. I'm the freshman.
I'm the freshman. I'm in fifth grade.
And your musical taste, fifth grader?
I love rock. I have like a bunch of AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, and Aerosmith songs in my playlist.
Nice. Nice. There you go.
Yeah, right on.
Fantastic. So you've been doing interviews for a week?
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you find that fun or is it annoying?
No, it's really fun.
It's really fun.
It was very fun because they were all different interviews, different tastes.
Different people.
Different people too. So it was just, you know, such a fun experience.
What's one of your favorite stations you've done so far?
Ooh, so far, 95.5K.
Well done.
Well done. Yeah.
That's the right answer. It's amazing.
Well done. They've been trained.
So you guys watch Stranger Things?
No, I don't.
No.
Really?
I don't watch it. It's just too scary for me.
Too scary? Yeah.
I was going to say because we play a lot of that music here. So
how many songs do you have?
As of right now, we have Mi Amore out. You can go check it out already.
Okay.
It's a music video, too.
Can you give us a taste?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
5, 6, 7.
Mi Amore, I'm leaving you alone, leaving you all by yourself.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is impressive.
That's really good. Wow, very cool. Nice.
Well done.
Yeah.
You know they're going to off you when you're 14. You ready for that?
No. Absolutely. And I hope we don't know.
Never.
Okay. I'm just, you know, we've just heard things about Menudo. That's all.
They end up actually being the food itself. But I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. This is the All Request Fest.
Hey, Menudo is here. I don't know if you've seen them in the hallway.
Menudo? The little kids
that are 13.
From the 80s?
Then they get kicked out of the group when they get too old.
Bring them in here. Make them request a rock song. Menudo's going to be here in a matter of moments. And what do you want to hear? 818-955 KLOS. Hello, KLOS.
Happy Friday, James Logo.
You too. What song can we play for you?
Ronnie James Dio.
This here is the All Request Fest. You know, you can win a 2023 Porsche Macan. Is it Macan? Is that right? S? Macan.
Porsche positive.
Macan. Yeah. Or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel this April. Visit Yamava.com for details. Got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. Hello, KLOS.
Can you play Ram Jam, Black Betty?
Yes. Yes, we can.
How does that make you feel?
It's the All Request Fest. ARF, you know, I've never owned a Porsche, so I didn't know how to pronounce it.
I didn't either. We figured it out, though. It's an SUV. It's called the Porsche Macan.
A what?
Mackin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
What's going on? Happy Friday.
Thank you. It's our All Request Fest. You have a request?
I do.
All right.
How about AC/DC Thunderstruck?
This is the All Request Fest on KLOS. What do you think would be perfect after that song, young Kevin?
I don't have an idea.
Maybe this guy does?
Cheech and Chong.
Oh, did you hear what that guy wants to hear?
Always Cheech and Chong.
I am so on board with that. Let's play us some.
Cheech and Chong.
Hell yeah, absolutely. Do you want to hear some?
Cheech and Chong.
So Power Trip is on sale next Thursday. 3 days out at the Empire Polo Club. October 6th, 7th, and 8th with Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Ozzy. About to play some Ozzy, Metallica, and Tool. They're on sale at 10 a.m. If you want to buy tickets, you got to register at powertrip.com live. However, we're going to be handing them out this weekend.
Yes, we are.
You're going to be listening for a little solicit thing that'll say, hey, text this word to this number right now. And we'll be handing out tickets. And all weekend long, your shot to win reserve seats and access to the VIP bar. Tickets provided by Golden Voice.
I was out until you said VIP bar.
I know, right? That was like, oh. You'll be able to see this human right here. It is the best of times. It's the end of Friday. It's the damn weekend, man.
It is the weekend, yes.
Yes!
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Be better drivers. Stop being bad. That's one thing. Two, weed makes everything better.
Yeah!
We learned that. And three, we talked to Menudo, like we do.
I know, that was weird, wasn't it?
That was super weird.
Really good singers, man. Now, they should be in a band. Oh, hold on. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
AC/DC fans, celebrate. Put on a silly hat. Ach, dach. Angus Young, born on this day in Glasgow, Scotland in 1955. Chuck Berry released Johnny B. Good on this day in rock in 58. You know how like Jimi Hendrix liked to set fire to his guitar on stage? Very first time he did it was on this day in rock in 1967 at the Astoria Theater in London. Ended up having to go to the hospital with minor burns.